What is bannock? And should we still be eating it? Let's talk about that. Welcome back to Food Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Tremblay, and today we're going to be talking about bannock. What is bannock?
Bannock is a traditional indigenous bread that they would eat when food was scarce and rations were low. They would eat it because it could be made out of almost anything.
Where does bannock come from?
Well,
bannock originates from Scotland and Canada, but it's believed that Scottish fur trades called Selkirk introduced bannock to the indigenous people of Canada during the 18th century. The Scots would cook it on something called a bannock stone, which they would place on the floor in front of the fire.
And the indigenous people really seemed to like bannock because it was an easy way to mix up all their leftover scraps and put it all into one and get a huge bread full of nutrition that they needed. Indigenous people later adopted bannock and would often use cornflour and plants to cook it, and the Scots would usually use wheat flour. The First Nation would cook their bannock by rolling the dough in sand and then brushing it off when it was done, or in a rock oven.
You may be wondering, where does the word bannock even come from? Well, it's actually a Latin word for baked dough. And now welcoming our guest Sarah, who comes from an indigenous background.
Hi Sarah, I'm sure that people would love to know what your favorite bannock recipe is.
I would love to share, but my favorite is my grandma's secret family recipe, so I can't say. But in my opinion, I think pan frying is the best way to cook bannock, and I think everyone should try it once in their lives if they get the chance. To give you a bit of a background, my family comes from a Métis tribe out west, and my grandma used to make us bannock as a way to connect to her indigenous background. I'd describe it as somewhat licorice tasting, and we'd typically eat it with jam, butter, or honey to complement the oaty taste.
Thank you so much, Sarah, for sharing some of your heritage with us, and thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Now, a word from our sponsor. This podcast is sponsored by HelloFresh. HelloFresh is a food subscription service that sends ready-to-cook meals to your door. It has pre-measured ingredients, so no wasting extra food. It comes pre-measured, and all you have to do is just mix it all together. Check out HelloFresh at HelloFresh.com. Thank you, HelloFresh, for sponsoring this podcast. Modern bannock is not quite the same as it used to be. It's frankly not as easy to come by as well, but indigenous families still like to have bannock at family gatherings and powwows. And the typical ingredients nowadays is flour, baking powder, salt, olive oil, and water, and is either deep fried, pan fried, or oven baked. But back then, they would use any resources they could get to make the bread.
Now it's time for a segment I like to call Honorable Mentions. Other than bannock, indigenous people also love to eat seal, buffalo, and rabbit. Really, any animal or plant that is from the land and the sea around them. So, should we still be eating bannock? Well, yes. Bannock is a delicious bread that is important to the indigenous culture, but we still shouldn't eat it every day because it's now more considered a dessert bread.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Tremblay, and don't forget to tune in till next week.